It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we're with Giovanni Yanez from Giovanni and the Hired Guns. How are you, man?
What's up, man? Good. Glad to be on here, man. Thank you so much for having me, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to have you, man. I understand that you not only played, but you headlined LJT. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Yes. Me and the guys are still feeling a little bit of it from yesterday, man. So
it was a fun one. It was a really great time. It was awesome.
Yeah, I know that's a big deal out there. I'm from Cincinnati, so I don't really experience the full bit of it. So I know it's a big deal out there. So what was that experience like getting to headline that?
Man, it was really cool because, you know, I used to go to it. Me and my high school buddies, we always went to it, man. And then, you know, it progressed into the college years and we still went. And then, you know, I started this whole music thing. We kind of, you know, split our ways. And then I went to this, he has this Larry Joe Taylor songwriter competition. Mm-hmm. And like people like Parker McCollum, he's won it one year and, you know, he did great. And, you know, he's doing great. And just people like that were involved in this stuff, man. And then going from that to getting a phone call from Larry Joe being like, hey, man, we want you to headline Wednesday night. I was freaking out. So it was so awesome, man.
Well, I'm glad it turned out good, man. And it is kind of cool to see, like, you guys in that Texas area, like, region, like, how quick you guys really propel. You know what I mean? Like, you guys being a great example, like, with the you guys won the iHeartRadio. What was it? The Best New Rock and Alternative?
Yes. Something like that? Yes, yeah. That's it. Yeah, man. Best New Rock and Alternative. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. That was insane, too, man.
Man, like I couldn't believe seeing you guys on that. That was surreal. I'm sure it's been a while now since it happened, but like, can you tell me a bit? Like, were you nervous? Surely you had to have been a little nervous for that.
Yeah, man, and it was crazy because our guitar player at the time was having a baby, and we hired our old guitar player that was on the Bad Habits album and all that. He came back, so he got to play the song with us, and man, I'll never forget it because it was Kojo going on first, or whoever it was. Then it was Kojo, then it was some R&B singer. And right before they got done, I looked over at Chance, the lead, the fill-in at the time. I was like, bro, what are the words to the song? What are the very first words? Like, I'm like, what are the first words to the song? He's just like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, just tell me what the words are to the very first. Like, just, you know, help me out here. Like, we're about to sing this song right now. So, dude, I was freaking out before, you know, we kind of sang. I think that whole hand wave at the very beginning was kind of, I just didn't know what the hell to do, man. So it was
really awesome, man. It was a great time. It was such a surreal experience. And
it was amazing getting to perform, to do that. And we went out, we rented out the Bourbon Room and on the Strip and just had a time of our lives, man. It was so awesome, man. So it was great.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear, dude. And like it's so cool nowadays, like seeing like the Texas acts, like and like Oklahoma, really that whole region over there, like they're like getting recognized everywhere now. It's not only just regionally anymore. And like is that when you guys like made that jump? Because I know how you like a lot of like Texas acts, like they play like a lot of time, like they cut their teeth like in like those few states over there. So like when you guys like started touring like around the country, going pretty much everywhere, like was that like a big like culture shock to you, or was that like how'd that feel?
Yeah, man, it really was, because you know it was our first time really exploring out of the, you know, like you said, Texas, Oklahoma kind of region, and actually, you know, expanding out, man. And it was so awesome, though. It was like such a shock, but it was so awesome. Like, you know, in Texas we have all these fans, you know, that are, you know, sometimes blessed, you know, they, you know, we have a full house sometimes, you know, in Texas, right, man. And then you go out a state because you're trying to push this album and you've never been out of, you know, the state, and you're trying to get your name out there. And like, you see these people show up, like you might have a handful of people going to it. And it's just like, it's all right. It's all starting over like we did in Texas. We're just doing it out of state, you know, man. So it's awesome, and it's just, it's been growing, and we see it, and it's just like, yeah, man, it's an amazing thing, dude. So absolutely, dude.
Yeah. What would, if you'd have to like credit your guys' like success, the biggest part of it, would it be like the radio play? Cause I know I hear like you guys are on the radio here in like Kentucky all the time. So it's like, is that like a big thing or what do you credit it to?
Absolutely. The radio. We have a guy over at our management, man, Capone, our guy Capone, man, he's really respected out in the radio world. And, he's vouching for us and, you know, all that helps out, man. It's expanding us even more. And I feel like even with it hits the younger crowd too. Cause if you think about it, whenever I was young, man, I would listen to what my father or my mom, what they listened to. Right. I didn't have an iPod. I didn't have none of that. I didn't have you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like the people that are still listening to the radio, like those kids are like, wow, they're listening to the same stations that, dude, we have these young fans, man. We're seeing all these younger fans start to appear at our shows and all these older fans as well, man. And, you know, just a mixture of all these other kind of fans. And we know that we owe it all to radio, man. So it's definitely, radio has definitely helped us out a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great to hear. Another thing, when I first, well, I came in pretty late, like with you guys. I didn't like hear like when your first stuff started coming out, but what, like, you guys are very unique in a way that, like, you can't put you guys in a genre, or at least I can't, like a certain style of music. Is there, like, what made you want to lean into, I guess, if I would put you in, I'd say more of a rock kind of group, but like, what would you call yourself? Like, is there a certain genre you would put yourself in?
Man, I don't know if, we necessarily put ourselves in a box, because, I mean, mm-hmm. there's just so many walks of life that we have, you know? Like, yeah. I like this certain kind of music, you know? Mine might be more of some rap, hip-hop, mm-hmm. you know, Latin stuff or whatever, and then my boy stuff is more of the rock and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we all were those kids that grew up listening to heavy music, man. So we all kind of meet in the middle there, but we add our own flavor from our own walk of life, our own experiences, dude. So I think that's what makes the beauty of Giovanni and the Hired Guns is, you know, we're just a little bit of everything, man.
Yeah, and that is the, yeah, you hit the nail on the head, because like that's the beauty of like the where you guys come from, because you look at the Texas area, I mean, it's a hodgepodge now. You got Co, Austin yep. Mead, Reed Southall, like you guys, like it's all different and they're all expanding to like different parts of the country, some going overseas and everything. And it's just really cool to see you guys like progress and grow and all that. Is there, and like, and I, we could talk about it now, Chiquita, you just released Chiquita and like when I didn't know what I was going to hear when I first, cause like you guys have everything so different with what you guys play. Yeah. And it was just so like weird in the best way possible, because it was like a, like I couldn't tell if I was hearing like almost like ska. It was, I got a ska element to it, and like it was like Santana and Real Big Fish like combined. And I like, if that makes any sense at all,
dude. Yes, absolutely, man. Absolutely, dude. Yeah, dude. That song is that was just a fun song, man. And we were trying to think of a song to release for our first, you know, radio push on, just, you know, release something, you know, and we decided to do that one because, it has a little bit of a Spanish in it, and it's just, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's fun, man. It just, it shows a little bit of rock inside in it, and, you know, it just shows a lot of character, man, and just super unique, man. So
yeah, for sure. And like, and that's like the greatest thing is like, because I say it to like guests on here from a fan point of view, like I feel like what makes an artist great, I think, is like when they progress and like they make every, like when they're able to pull off like any kind of sound or style, even if they don't mean to, which that's like the coolest thing to me. It's like, if it comes natural, like that's nuts. Is that kind of how it comes to you guys? Like, is it just
you nailed it, dude. No. You like, yeah, dude. Like, that's how it is. Like in the studio, like if we're just vibing, having a fucking blast time, like if we want to add this, or if we think this sound should be added here, like we're like, screw it, why not, let's just put it in there, you know? So Yeah, man. That's how it, yes, absolutely. Man. That's how our minds work. I think we all have ADD, or we all just a little bit on the spectrum, you know, that everything just kind of, oh, it's a cool sound. Yeah, let's put it here. Let's rock it here. So, yeah, man. Right. Absolutely.
Hell yeah. Is there, when you think back, is there a certain moment that sticks out for you, like where you're like, oh shit, like we're actually doing this. This is actually working. Like, is there, you have that oh shit moment that you could think back on?
Yeah, man. Honestly, I think it was where I just stopped and like, I remember stepping back and putting my mic down and just staring. And like, dude, it was kind of weird because it was just kind of like that moment in like the movies you see where everything goes quiet. Where you just like, you know, like there's
just,
not
just
a
your
sound.
Heartbeat.
There's yes, just your heartbeat. And just like, dude, like I'm getting chills. Like, dude, like, woo, like, yeah, man. That moment, man, was. I'm trying to think on where it was, man. I'm pretty sure it was maybe like Green Hall or somewhere where we opened up for Incubus, man, or something like that, man. Out in Chicago, man. And we're on. Anyways, dude, it was just so crazy, man. Just looking out there and seeing all the people just staring right at you. And like I said, you can't hear. Like, it was, yeah, man. It's like a daydream. You just fall. Yeah. And it felt like it's just like third person, man. Wow. So, yeah, man.
That's sweet, man.
Dude, yes.
Yeah. Is so, like, I've never seen you guys yet, unfortunately, but I have seen videos of you guys live, and man, it looks like a hell of a time. Is the, like, I also think like the live show could a lot of times make or break a new fan. Like, I feel like that's like a big element that like you could always tell when an act like really puts a lot of thought into their live show and the ones who don't. Is that like something that goes through your guys' heads a lot? Like, what are we going to do tonight? Or let's amp it up to this level. Like, how does that work?
Oh, man, we kind of just go out there and just kind of have fun. It's kind of feel the vibe of everybody, you know? It's really what it is, man, you know? It's a really fun, not an improv of a show, but, I mean, it's kind of
yourself.
Kind of, really, absolutely, man. And yeah, we let loose. We have fun. We encourage the crowd to jump around and have fun with us. You know, it's not as fun if we're the only ones doing it, you know?
Right.
So man, it's such a blast. It's a really fun show, man. Absolutely. It's a blast. You should definitely come out to one, dude.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to believe me. So when you guys write and when like the creative process comes in, is it just you or is it a group effort? How does that usually hash out?
This past one, we were in a room together, you know, we're all mic'd up and this was just pre-production and I had a mic sitting right in front of me. And then I had, you know, everybody else is in the room, man. And what they started playing or whatever, I kind of try to pick up a melody in that or whatever, and I'm just saying something, or if we liked it, we kept it. And it was neat because we wrote out names first. Like, we had this idea of writing out names, being like, yeah, what sounds like a cool name? We'll write it out, you know, we'll pick something out and just write to whatever name that was, you know. And it's their next album, man. So it was a really cool, fun process, man, to do that. You know, we kind of just think of that word and whatever the guys are feeling, they play, and whatever I'm feeling with that word, I'll just lay out as well, man. So, yeah, it's kind of a team effort kind of thing. Absolutely.
I've never heard of that method. That's pretty cool because usually I ask that and they're like, oh, you know, I'm just driving in my car and it pops in my head. But like, no, like that's like a super simple but like very creative way to do it, I feel like. Like you could come up with ideas that like you didn't even know you had.
Exactly.
I mean, like that's awesome, man. Who do you guys record with? Like, where? What studio? Like, what producers do you work with?
We did these past few. The first one we did with Josh Ferrado and Ben Hussey out of Melody Mountain Ranch, their studios. And then we moved on to Taylor Kimball. Mm-hmm. He's recorded, you know, Co-Wetzel, Austin Mead, Treaty Oak Revival, all those guys. And then this record, I was hanging out with my manager in Nashville, dude. We're just going out with this guy that he just loves bourbon. He talks about bourbon. We just drank a bunch of bourbon, man. And listened to some songs that I did in Nashville that were just like songs that we just wrote. And he liked them. And we got to talking, man. We got drunk one night. I'm like, man, the next album, you know, I want you to do it. And he kind of just thought it was just kind of one of those drunken kind of things, you know. No, man. And his name is Johnny K. His name is Johnny K. He's done a record for Plain White Tees. I think he found the Plain White Tees. Like, some manager was like, hey, dude, you should go listen to these guys. And he's the one that took them in the studio. I was like, hey, guys, I know I'm this metalhead that recorded Megadeth and Disturbed and blah, blah, blah. Just give me a shot, you know. And yeah, man, Johnny K is our producer on this album, man, and such an amazing guy. And it was super fun. And this record, I can't wait for everybody to hear it, man. It's a really cool, fun record. You just don't know what to expect. It's on this record, man. It's just a little bit of every single thing. Yeah.
Right. That's awesome. Do you, when you guys are recording, do you have a hand in like the production aspect, or you kind of just let them run wild with it and do their own thing?
Yeah, man, we kind of just, you know, let them do what they want to do. If I'm like, hey, man, maybe you should try this, you know, they go for it, or they just feel whatever they feel, man, is pretty much what we lay down. So,
yeah, right on. So, let's talk about your upcoming album, Land of the Lost. I guess basically, can you tell us like what we have in store for us with it? I know you said it's pretty much everything. Is there any other hints you could give us for that?
Yeah, man, it's a little raw. It's a little more heavier. It's heavier than the past albums. There's some screams in this next album, man. That Hell are kind of fun. I just wanted to put in there just because I could. You know, I don't know. It sounded good in the song. I was like, screw it, let's leave it, you know, like, that's how this record was made. It was just some kids. I felt like we were just kids and like this time machine, and I was just like, man, let's go back to like our college years and we just put ourselves in that, and let's just like chill there for a second, you know. And yeah, man, we have songs like Cheap Tequila talks about a story about a guy that has too much to drink, and he's just what he does. He planned on just going to work and go to the bar and get drunk, and that's what he does. He just likes doing that, you know. You know, and man, there's songs about love. There's songs about regret. There's a lot of songs about drugs, I feel like, in this record, man, because I was going through some tough times myself. It was a demon, man, that really got a hold to me, man, and it was crazy, man. You know, I lost my best friend, you know, one of my best friends, and, you know, that kind of was, the ticking thing that kind of set it off. And, you know, we were left in the desert for 2 weeks, man. So I was just anything to suppress my feelings and my thoughts and whatever. And then some of the songs I didn't even remember recording, and then going back and listening to them, bro. Mm-hmm. That was the part that I was like,
Yeah,
we need to put this out. Cause like, dude, like I cried, like probably half of that record. I was just bawling, you know. I'm already a big baby, but like listening to what I was singing and listening to just like the cries for like help or like, you know, it was just like, oof, I get emotional talking about it, dude. But it's,
right.
You know, I can't wait for everybody to listen to this album, man. That's why it's called Land of the Lost, you know. It was kind of in no man's land. I was lost, and, you know, I was trying to search for something, man. And I was just a lost guy, man, for a little while. But now we're back. Now we're so back. Yeah, dude, yeah.
Well, when it comes to that kind of like heavy stuff that like you're dealing with, I'm sure by the stage you are now, probably not, but like, is that like way of conveying it through song? Is that ever like hard to do, like hard to put out into the world? Like, how's that for you?
Man, yes and no. Like, I think we put back Can't Answer Why back in our set. Just because I felt, because, man, music, these songs that I write and the things that we say is also therapy to me. And I just feel like I need to remind myself that it's okay. So we put that song back in the set list, and we play I Can't Answer Why every night. And it's just, you know, a reminder to myself that it's all right, you know. And a reminder to everybody out there that it's okay, you know, to overthink a little bit and to, you know, not know where you belong in this world, you know. It's okay, you know. Man, sometimes it is hard, you know. And, like, I feel like it's going to be awesome when we release this record and I have to sing some of these songs.
Yeah.
Because I know they're going to bring back those flashbacks.
Is it like therapy, kind of?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's what it is. It's just like letting it out. Like, mm-hmm. my, you know, I don't know if I could go to somebody and just... I can go to my wife and do that, but it's like, I don't know why, but I don't know, man. I don't want to bother anybody with my feelings. Yeah. I feel like people are already worried and about too much about themselves already. Like, I don't want them worrying about something else. And, and dude, I think if I didn't have music, like, godly, I don't know. I don't know, man. You know, I'm really excited about this, man.
Yeah, that's good. That's actually really cool to hear about, like, you, like, as an audience member on the other side of the rail, like, when you go to, like, shows and they sing, like, songs that are, like, emotional and heavy, a lot of the times as an audience member, you're like, are they kind of just going through the motions with it? Or, like, do they feel it? But, like, it's cool to hear that from you. Like, you're up there, like, with us, like, actually feeling it as you're singing it.
No doubt, man. Absolutely. 100%, man. Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, man, I can't wait for the album. It's going to be sick. I'm very excited. Before we head out, what do you got coming up with the tour? What, you got any cool shows you're looking forward to or anything?
Yeah, I think next week we're playing Oklahoma Calf Fry. We're headlining that festival. And we're playing it with our buddies, Treaty Oak Revival. So that's going to be a really awesome show, man, coming up. And then I think we're going to the West Coast for a little bit, like Cali, all that area for a little while. And then, man, we'll be back around these parts soon. So,
yeah, I know I see how you guys tour, and you guys are definitely road dogs. It's really cool to see.
Oh, yeah, man. Hell yeah. We love it.
Yeah. And before we go, I wanted to point something out. So at Raise Rowdy, what we do, like, we are, we're champions of butt rock. So, like, Hinder, like Creed, Nickelback, Limp Bizkit, all them guys. So when I heard the live album that you guys put out a while back and you guys sang Lips of an Angel, I was stoked.
Like, every night.
Every night you play that?
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah.
Damn. I'm definitely going to a show now.
Yes, every night, man. Yeah, awesome. Yes, bro. Dedication of butt rock. You know, oath to butt rock. Yes,
oath to butt rock. That's right.
Yeah, dude.
Well, Gio, man, I appreciate you hopping on. I'm going to let you go. I know you're a busy man. And thanks a lot. I love talking to you. And can't wait for the album, Land of the Lost. And do we have a release date for that, don't we?
September 21st, I think. 27th? Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Something around there.
Yeah, you fuckers should Google it if you want.
Yeah, I just Google it. Fucking Google it. Yeah, dude.
Awesome. Yeah. So, thanks, Gio. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Look up Gio. He's on all the socials, his website, everything. Also, check out Raise Rowdy, Rowdy Alternative. We're on all the socials as well. So, Gio, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. And you have a good one. And everyone listening, you'll have a good one, too. See ya.
Thank you, brother. Hope to see y'all soon. And thank you, everybody.